Now, back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we have with us as a guest in the studio, has been with us all show, Kirby Adams, and we're going to talk with Kirby a little bit about the birding habit and hobby and how... Kirby, how did you get started doing
this? It's an addiction, not a habit. <That's>...
I've heard that.
Yeah. It's just a natural progression from being a nature lover. I grew up in the woods in western Pennsylvania, and I've always been attracted to animals and plants and everything that lives outside. So I also like to keep lists of things, and I like statistics and things like that. So it all naturally just turned into the birding hobby, and now I keep a list of every bird I see everywhere.
Now that I look at the birding hobby, you know, from a perspective, it's, now that Kirby's gotten into it, I can easily see why it fits up very, very well with him and probably many, many kids out there that if you just take the extra time to get them out in nature and kind of plug the seed of ideas into their heads, I think there's a lot of kids out there that would do it. You know, you can use the internet to your advantage in this situation. You don't think of it as that, and we were just talking earlier about how it kind of subtracts in many ways. But I've also learned in the years that, you know, sometimes with subtraction does become addition, because if the kids are focused on something on the internet, there's a lot of blogging activity going on the internet, and there's a lot of passion being shared on the internet. And maybe, Kirby, you can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the internet has been a huge boon, I think. There are always some negatives to anything, as you mentioned, but it's definitely helped a lot with the birding community and helping people find other birders. In the old days, it may have been you went out to a nature park and you looked for somebody else with binoculars and you introduced yourself to them, and that was the way that you found other bird watchers. These days, there are local clubs. People can get involved with the Audubon Society or something like that, and they have their blogs and their websites. There are email listservs that alert people to when really interesting birds are in the area. So sometimes I'll get up in the morning and I'll get an email and I'll tell my wife, hey, I'm leaving, and I grab my binoculars and I'm gone, and she doesn't see me again for 3 hours because I'm off in Brighton looking for a Eurasian widgeon that showed up on a pond somewhere. So that kind of thing didn't happen in the old days. It was like a phone tree of people calling each other. So the internet has made it easier to get involved with it, and I think that works out really good for kids in particular, mm-hmm. because you know, they're plugged in and they want to always have their iPad or their iPhone or their whatever with them, and a lot of those things can aid in birding too. So,
well, and Kirby, with it being this time of year where a lot of kids are going to be out of school soon, what are some of the places that parents can take their kids to really get this appreciation of nature?
Good
whether
question.
It's a nature center or some of the trails or some of the state of Michigan sites that exist, I know up north, specifically for birding.
Yeah, definitely. Right in the Lansing area, we actually have some very good areas. Fenner Nature Center is one of the best well-known areas around here. You can get, especially this time of year with spring migration, you can get a lot of warblers and really interesting-looking, bright-colored birds that you're not going to see at other times of year. So going to Fenner's something I try to do every morning when I'm in town. And I'm down there. I'll probably be heading there as soon as the show's over today. But
one quick note, we have Harry Nature Center out there in Okemos.
Right.
That's certainly right by the river, so it's going to pull a whole different, you know, grouping. And then also Waldemar Nature Center.
Yep. Yeah, both of those are also, I try to get out to Harris pretty frequently too. Just north of here, you go up the road a little bit to St. John's to the Maple River State Game Area. That's a place that a lot of local birders like to go every season of the year. In the winter, there are all kinds of raptors and winter birds there. You get ducks during the migration period. If you go up there now, there are herons and egrets, all kinds of fascinating birds. And you can just walk around on the dikes and look at the flooded areas up there. So, and that's only a 45-minute drive away. So we're really blessed in Michigan. We've got the Great Lakes all over the place, especially this time of year, because we're on a major flyway for spring migration. A lot of the birds go up through this area and use the Great Lakes as a guideline to get to where they're headed in Canada or, you know, further north, even into the Arctic area. So they all stop here and fuel up and get some food along the way, so that we're really well placed to catch some of them as they come through.
Well, it's always nice to be seen as the bird party store that they stop on the way. So, and frankly, with all of the trees and all the water, I can see where it does create for a great environment. Kirby, if you had to help educate folks on what should they do to get started with this, what is your advice? I mean, how do you... The addiction begins somewhere. How do we get that started? Because of all the things you can do, this seems like one of the least expensive, most fruitful, beneficial things that we could teach young people to do.
Yeah, I definitely believe it is. I think the first step is to turn off the TV and walk outside. And I think a lot of us, and even as much as I love being in nature, I'm guilty of that. If the TV's on, I'll sit there and watch it all day. Mm-hmm. So it takes an effort to actually get outside. But once you're out there and you start hearing all the birds and seeing them, you know, seeing a warbler catch a dragonfly and eat it, and interesting things like that that are happening right outside your front door, and you don't know it because you're not outside. So it's just a matter of actually taking that first step. And once you're out your front door, no matter where you live, even if you're in the middle of downtown Lansing, you're going to have birds and you're going to have nature around. So all it takes is getting outside to get going.
And that's the other thing, is that there are parents and grandparents out there that like nature as well, maybe not to the level that we are talking about here, aren't as fascinated as that, but they're fascinated with their child. So stop, think twice. What am I going to do this weekend? Maybe that's the thing you want to do this weekend, is see if you can capture some of that innocence that you have and innocence that they have in walking the trail of the abandoned railroad, or whatever it is that you can safely walk down and kind of check out and explore.
Yeah, there's no better way to rebond with someone than taking them out on a nature walk. That's
exactly.
Always been my idea.
Well, and passing along the knowledge is important too, because we have a 10-year-old boy who lives next door, and he thought we were crazy because he went in our backyard and saw a bunch of orange slices hanging up in the backyard, and he's like, "What is that there for?" He didn't understand. And when my wife explained to him that she's trying to attract Baltimore Orioles into the area, and that's what they eat, it was something where, again, the light goes off, and now all of a sudden he's paying attention to see if anything actually goes there.
Yep, and when you get that bright orange and black bird showing up, that's definitely going to draw the attention for the kids. You know, some of us are out there looking for these little nondescript brown birds, but this time of year there are some crazy looking birds coming through here. So this is a good time to get people that aren't used to seeing birds out there, and they'll see some stuff that they didn't even know existed in Michigan.
Right. Well, and that's part of the unique interest to it, correct me if I'm wrong, is that you're keeping track trying to find as many different species of birds as you possibly can, and that's part of the draw of birding.
Oh, yeah, exactly. We keep lists of everything. I have a list of every bird I've seen in my life, every one I've seen in Michigan, what I've seen this year, all the ones I've seen just at Fenner Nature Center. So, you know, just this past couple weeks, I've gotten three or four new birds for my life list. So that's always an exciting thing. It keeps you going out for more.
Well, and it's something that, as you said, you can travel for if you want to, because, again, Michigan is blessed. Northern Michigan, without even having to go to the UP, there are some incredible forest land, and you can go out for great nature, great campgrounds there, but you don't necessarily have to travel that far if gas or something else is holding you in the area. You can just find a wooded area and go.
Yeah, you could easily get 200 and some odd species of birds just by hanging out in the greater Lansing area.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It's a fascinating topic, and one that I'm sure we're going to cover again. But Rick and Kirby, I'm sorry to say that we've got that same problem. It happens every week. There's nothing we can do about it. We are just out of time. So on behalf of our producers, Mark Price and Rich Hurl, and Kirby Adams and Rick Pruce in the studio, this is Lee Cohen. And wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll talk with you again next weekend on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody. And please, if you get out in nature, go out there with mom and have a great Mother's Day. Thanks very much.
Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts.